Welcome to Dracena Wines Podcast. Our wines plus your moments equals great memories. I'm your host, Lori, and this is a podcast about all things wine. So you're tired of all the typical wine regions? You want to no longer go to Napa, Sonoma with all that hustle and bustle? You're thinking of a different region? Why don't you think Paso Robles? Paso Robles is actually the shortened name for El Paso de Robles, which means the Pass of the Oaks. It is in the city in San Luis Obispo County, California, and it is located on the Salinas River, which is north of San Luis Obispo. And the city is actually known for the hot springs, its abundance of wineries, production of olive oil, almond orchards, and for playing host to the California Mid-State Fair. Paso Robles is actually located on the central coast of California. It is specifically 3 hours north of Los Angeles and 3 hours south of San Francisco, so as central can be. Its elevation is only 721 feet above sea level and is just under 992 square miles with a population density of 43 people per square mile. Economics in Paso has increased significantly since 2000. For instance, the median household income in 2015 was $62,404 compared to just $42,263 in 2000. And the house value has also escalated. In 2015, the median house or condo value was $403,817. Well, back in 2000, it was only $173,700. So a little bit about Paso's history. The original inhabitants of Paso were the Salinan Indians, who were in the area thousands of years prior to the Mission era. The Salinans called the area as springs or hot springs. In 1857, thanks to a Mexican land grant, James and Daniel Blackburn purchased the land. It was originally intended as a rest stop for travelers who traveled the Camino Real Trail. The first mineral baths were created by the Franciscan priests of the nearby Mission San Miguel. The original pioneer settlers created a community and established cattle ranches, apple and almond orchards, dairy farms, and obviously, of course, vineyards. Just a few short 7 years later, the first El Paso de Robles Hotel was constructed and featured a hot mineral spring bathhouse. Unfortunately, today there are only three places where you can have this experience: the Paso Robles Inn, which I absolutely adore, River Oaks Hot Springs, and Franklin Hot Springs. The city itself was incorporated in 1889. By 1920, the city had 25,000 acres of land dedicated to almond trees and became known as the almond capital of the world. But we're not here to talk about almonds. We are here to talk about wine. And the Paso Robles wine industry began in 1797 when the first wine grapes were introduced to the area by the Spanish conquistadors and Franciscan missionaries. Francisco Cortez visualized a flourishing wine-producing operation and encouraged settlers to cultivate their land. The original vineyards were located in Mission San Miguel, and you can actually still find their fermentation vats and artworks there at that mission. The first commercial winery in Paso Robles opened in 1882. Andrew York, originally from Indiana, planted vineyards and established Ascension Winery, which later became York Mountain Winery and is now known as Epic Winery. And it's kind of cool. If you go there, they still have the original winery there. The last time I was there, they were working on restoring it. So the history is there, and it's pretty darn impressive. Anyway, afterwards, Gerd and Ilsabe Clintworth planted a vineyard in the Geneseo Linhe area around 1886. The Castile vineyards in the Willow Creek area were planted just prior to 1908. Cuttings from the Zinfandel old vines provided the start for other vineyards that are still producing wines today. So let's talk about the vineyards. The Paso Robles American Viticultural Appellation AVA, is home to more than 250 wineries, which I actually think has been over 400 as of 2017, and 32,000 vineyard acres. The region is known for its distinct microclimates and diverse soils. Extreme changes in diurnal temperatures make growing conditions ideal for producing more than 40 wine varietals. So diurnal conditions means that we get really, really hot days and cool evenings. And what that does is it allows the fruit to hang on to the vine a bit longer so that we get that long ripening time to give us those nice, beautiful flavors in our fruit. In 1983, the 556,765-acre Paso Robles AVA was established and was extended another 52,600 acres in 1996. In 2007, a law, AB 87, was passed requiring wines of Paso Robles AVA origin to list Paso Robles prominently on the label, and a petition to TTB proposing to add 11 districts within the Paso Robles AVA was submitted. 1 year later, the AVA expanded once again, this time 2,635 acres to the south. Finally, in 2013, the Tax and Trade Bureau, TTB, released the news that there were to be 11 American Viticultural Areas, AVAs, within the current Paso Robles AVA. The new viticulture areas are Adelaida, El Pomar, Geneseo, Willow Creek, San Miguel, Templeton Gap, Creston, Estrella, Highlands, San Juan Creek, and Santa Margarita Ranch. In order to be a distinct sub-AVA, you have to be able to prove that there are differences between the wines that are grown in each of these regions. And according to Steve Lohr, who is chairman and chief executive of J. Lohr Vineyards, in a Decant article which was dated in September of 2013, "We wanted science to prevail over politics in defining the boundaries of the new appellations. We wanted to avoid future boundary skirmishes and confusing overlapping appellations that can occur when AVAs are proposed one at a time. The Paso Robles AVA is one of the most diverse series of soils of any wine-growing region in the U.S. There is often a 40 to 50 degree daily temperature swing during the growing season and a variation of 10 to 30 inches of average rainfall. For example, the Adelaida district has an average annual rainfall of about 25 inches of rain, where the Creston district only has 11.5 inches of rain. The Adelaida district has a diurnal growing season temperature change of 30, where the Highlands district has a diurnal change of 50. These are major, major differences. Other examples include the topography and the soil. So for example, the Estrella district, which is where we get our fruit from, has rolling plains. We have the Estrella River Valley and terraces. It's 745 to 1819 feet. Whereas the San Juan Creek district has younger river valleys with alluvial terraces and fans as a tributary to the Upper Estrella River, which is 980 to 1600 feet. The soil in the Estrella district is alluvial soils of diverse ages across younger to older terraces. It's deep to moderate depth with remnant patches of cider valley fill at its highest elevations, where the Highlands district is deep, sometimes cemented alluvial soils. Alkaline soils are extremely common with young sandy soils along the active streams. The Templeton Gap district soil is broad alluvial terraces and fans to the Paso Robles Creek and the Salinas River over bedrock. The alluvial soils are shallow and moderate in depth, and they are silty to clay loams. So again, each of these 11 districts have something very specific to their region that is inherent in the fruit that we pick in order to make the wines that you drink. So that's basically the wrap-up of the 11 AVAs of Paso. If you haven't visited Paso, you're missing out. You're going to want to get there and check us out. Okay? We were named the 2013 Wine Region of the Year in Wine Enthusiast, so more and more people are discovering us. And what I think is one of the best statements ever is by the owner and winemaker of MCV Wines, Matt Villard, where he says, "In Paso, we don't care about boundaries or traditions. We're just out here to make the best wines we can."
Thanks for listening to Dracena Wines Podcast. If you have suggestions of what topics you would like us to discuss, please reach out to us on social media or at dracenawines@gmail.com. If you liked our podcast, please subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting program you use. To easily subscribe at iTunes, please go to bit.ly/DracenaPodcast. That's bit.ly/D for Dracena and P for podcast. We would greatly appreciate you leaving a review on your favorite system. It helps others to find us. Let's get social. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Pinterest, YouTube, Google+, and Periscope at Dracena Wines. And I am on LinkedIn as Lori Hoyt Budd. Check out our award-winning wine at DracenaWines.com. And remember to always pursue your passion. Sláinte!